Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
See, why are you late? This was supposed to start 20 minutes ago. This
I've
been fucking guy.
For fucking half an hour.
Just been sitting here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the official podcast of the Sri Lankan Army. You keep going, boys. The warlord in front of me, comedy legend, and not a fan of people in Asia, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend is a he's a general.
Yeah, he's a general in the Sri Lankan army. I have something to tell you about.
What happened? What's going on in Sri Lanka?
I only said Sri Lanka to throw people off the scent of what I want to talk about. Tibet.
Okay.
Poseidon and I, via our friend Alex Jones, found out about something that I didn't know about the Second World War. That the goddamn Tibetans were all for the Nazis.
Oh, really?
They helped the Nazis. How come we never talk about this?
God damn it.
Yeah, they because the Nazis went down there to take these monks, and because they believed in occult shit, so they asked them to pray and do. And the Tibetans were like, "Yeah, okay, we'll pray for you. We'll help you contact demons." It's all nonsense, but they believed it, and they helped the Third Reich.
And was it the Dalai Lama that used to have girls sleep in his bed to make sure that he wouldn't feel the urge to have sex with young girls?
I heard that, by the way.
God damn, this is a piece of garbage. He's fucking, you know, whenever people talk shit about the Catholic Church?
Yeah, they're all fucked up.
They all forget about the Dalai Lama.
I don't have the urge to fuck anymore. Yeah. But you did have the urge to jerk off. I'm a human.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to me. That shit's weird to me. I hate culty shit.
Fuck. You figure if you're sleeping naked next to naked girls, just fuck them already. Just pretend like God told you he came. Oh, look, here, guys. God came to me. And he said that whole fucking bullshit about being celibate. Not true.
Yeah.
God wants me to fuck.
Especially you. He said, me and you, we got chemistry. We got a good thing going, Cindy. I think a lot of people use it. I remember I heard about a pastor who was telling women that God blessed his sperm. Oh, so it's good for them to drink it. So he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they were blowing him and he was shooting loads in their mouths.
Jesus.
And he maintained it. Even when he was caught and stuff, he maintained it. He's like, I got like Jesus jizz. What are you talking about?
God damn. Like, I know the Catholic thing. It's definitely because when the first priest or pope that started that was just a closet gay guy.
Probably, yeah.
That he was like, no, God doesn't want us to marry icky girls.
I saw a documentary about that, a guy in Italy.
Oh,
he
really?
He was a priest. And then at night he was a gay guy, but super gay, like a movie,
Liberace gay?
Not Liberace gay. Like, remember The Sopranos?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the guy that was in the nightclub with the leather and shit like that? Like that level gay with the assless chaps.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is very gay for a priest.
Yeah. So a lot of times these kind of positions, what's fucked up is because it depends where you are in society. Like, let's say here in Canada, majority of people, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're happy and you're not bothering anybody, I don't give a fuck about anything. You know, and also gay, who the fuck's gonna give a shit about that? But there's places where it's so frowned upon. They're like, fuck, how am I gonna explain that I'm not married? I'll go into something that I don't have to get married.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see some guys on the side, but then people catch you. They're like, what are you doing, priest? They threaten you. But apparently there's a lot of gay priests, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of pedophiles, too. Like, everybody who, like, the pedophiles, I get what you're hiding. But the gay guys.
Yeah. That must suck for just a regular gay guy priest.
Mm.
Who's like, God damn it. I just want to be a closet homosexual. I don't want to be a closet pedophile.
At that point, move. I would say if the country is like, you can't even just be a regular gay dude.
Yeah.
Fucking come to Canada.
Yeah, my dad, he's a Protestant, United Church, and his minister is a lesbian lady.
Oh, who, so,
She used to be a Catholic nun when she was younger, until she was like 30 or whatever. And then she was like, fuck it. She just came out of the closet and changed, like found a religion
that will accept
it. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. If you're in another country, come to Canada. Even our prime minister's gay.
Yeah.
Poseidon, you have a gay commercial for us, you said?
Yes. So apparently the NFL is gay.
Yeah, we knew that. I've been saying that for years.
No. So I'm just going to bring it up for...
Especially the Baltimore Ravens.
The people's here. I have a commercial.
Did another guy come out or just that one guy?
I think just that one guy.
Yeah, just that one guy.
You know how fucking crazy it is? Because every time someone comes out now, everyone goes, he's so brave. But it doesn't seem that hard in like 2021. Because he was like he's not a star. And now he's going to become a huge fucking like gay icon.
Yeah.
He's going to make way more money. And everyone goes, he's so brave.
Apparently old gay guys that were around in the 80s hate seeing that when they have the same opinion as you.
Oh, really?
They get pissed.
I'm an old gay guy.
They have the same because they go, you want to see brave? You should have seen when I fucking came out and people were trying to beat me up.
Yeah, because there's like everyone's saying this is the first player to ever come out. There had to be like 50 players that came out. But in the old days, it was like, coach, I have to tell you something. I'm gay. Okay, son, I have to tell you something. I'm not your coach anymore.
Yeah.
That's definitely how it was.
You've been traded to the Ravens.
Yeah.
Goddamn. All right, I'm just going to... Should I play for people? I think I'm going to play.
Sure, yeah,
play.
Hold on.
There's no words, you said.
Yeah.
There's no words, so it'll be good for people that just listen to the audio.
Yeah. I love that. I can't even hear it. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even hear. What does it say?
Hold on. Let me mute it.
Yeah, mute it. I don't care about the song.
And replay it. Hold on.
Be amazing if the slogan is just like, I'm gay for football.
So, it's something like that.
So it says football is gay.
True.
And then football is lesbian.
True.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, let's not go that far.
Yeah.
Transgender, bisexual. Football is freedom. Football is American. Football is accepting. Football I don't is know if everything. That's
true. They forgot about wife beating.
Yeah. Football is wife's for everyone.
We don't acknowledge head injuries.
Then it's the emblem of the NFL, but with a rainbow. Yeah.
Football doesn't acknowledge head injuries.
Concussions, fake news.
Yeah. being gay is okay, but if you're gay with a head injury, that's not cool, bro.
And then it says NFL proudly supports the Trevor Project.
Oh, what's that?
That's the thing for gay kids. The guy that came out said he was going to give $100,000 for little kids that come out. Well, little kids, you know, 18-year-olds that come out and have, like, problems with their family or coworkers or friends.
And then it
says, that's a good little thing. Yeah. Help kids out, yeah.
LGBTQ plus youth with at least one accepting adult have 40% lower risk of attempting suicide.
With at least one. So all they need is, like, one person that doesn't.
Judge them.
That doesn't seem that hard.
You'd think on paper.
Yeah, because you go, okay, if my dad's a homophobe, my mom can secretly support me. If not, I have that uncle with the roommate.
Yeah.
He'll
definitely support my lifestyle. How funny would it be? It's like, okay, I know my dad's going to have a problem. I'll tell my mom, I'm gay. Get out of here, homo. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. But does that still happen? Yeah, it still happens nowadays.
Yeah, it probably still does.
For sure, yeah.
Must suck if you tell your mom and she goes, you're like your father. You find out your dad's gay too.
But he doesn't accept you because he's mad. I thought you were going to break the cycle. What cycle? What are you talking about? Yeah, it does suck for those kids, yeah. But... Hopefully, I don't know. I think shit's getting better.
I told you about my cousin. I have a cousin who his father died now, but he'd been in he came out of the closet when he was like 50.
Yeah.
And he'd had the same roommate since he was 19 years old. So, like, you know, we kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty
knew,
obvious. Yeah.
You know, when you move, and he used to move like every year, but he'd keep the same roommate. So when he finally came out, He had told his mom, he had told everyone, but he had never told his dad. And the way he told his dad, he told everyone, come, it's my birthday party, but dress fancy. Everyone showed up, they were dressed fancy. And then he came out of the closet and he said, you're here for my birthday, but it's also my wedding. And his father
That's surprised,
freaked out. And his father told my dad he was going to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted my dad to help him commit suicide. How fucking...
What?
What a piece of shit.
Hold on, what?
You've known this guy that's banging your son for 31 years, and now they want to get married.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
How funny would that be? Like, you've been fucking my son. Yeah. Kill Sam.
Fuck.
God damn.
But imagine, like, he wouldn't accept... Like, you figure after 31 years, you'd accept the guy.
I don't, different generations. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't care. To me, I don't, as long as my kid's not murdering anyone.
Yeah. As long as,
My kid's not hurting anyone, I'll have my kids back.
Or anyone's hurting your kid.
Oh, obviously, bro. Thank you for clearing that up.
That I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I don't want my kid hurting others. If he gets hurt, doesn't matter.
I get stabbed repeatedly. Yeah. It's part of growing up, kid.
Yeah.
Take those jabs. Fucking stupid.
You wanted to be gay?
Yeah.
Being gay comes with a price.
Comes with territory, bro. Yeah. Comes with territory. You're going to end up in some pretty shady nightclubs. What else did you... You said you wanted to tell me something during the show and not tell me before? Poseidon?
No. Well, there's a few stories that I have.
All right.
Okay. The next one that I have, I'm going to go on the opposite way. Anyways, Iowa man accused of threatening to blow up... McDonald's because they didn't give him dipping sauce.
Understandable.
He understandable. Wanted to blow up the McDonald's.
So what's the story?
So this fucking lunatic can get dynamite, but he can't get his own barbecue sauce.
I'm gonna bring it up for people.
I get him. I was able to get dynamite and uranium through customs, and you can't give me a proper burger. I get him.
Because workers forgot to add dipping sauce to his order, a report said. Robert Goldwitzer Jr., 42, is accused.
But is this news? Because, I mean, you say things when you're angry.
And Robert Goldwitzer Sr. must be very proud of his son right now. Imagine you read that, you're like, fuck, I should have called him Alan.
Yeah. Goldwitzer. First of all, Goldwitzer, what a name.
No. Of calling in the explosive threat early Saturday night.
Oh, he called in a threat.
Yeah, after he ordered chicken McNuggets from the fast food restaurant in Ankeny.
Those police motherfuckers.
Told U13.
Wait, I like the fact that he called it in. I thought it was like a on the spot thing. Like, you sons of, I'll fucking bomb this place. I'm like, okay, he's angry. But he got home.
Yeah.
And he's like, you listen here, you sons of bitches.
In addition to the bomb threat, Goldwitzer allegedly said over the phone that he would punch a worker.
But he didn't say which one. So he let them all guessing.
I'm going to punch a worker and blow up the restaurant. You figure, like, if you're going to blow up the restaurant, punching someone, you shouldn't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's how you know that it's a fake threat.
Yeah.
He's being charged right now with false report of explosive or incendiary device.
So what's the problem? A false report. That's the kind of false reports you want.
Yeah.
That's what hopefully we would have had in 9/11.
But I almost understand the guy that, because... If it's dipping sauce for fries, like since they don't generally give you dipping sauce, you figure, maybe they forgot. But for nuggets, chicken McNuggets, you need dipping sauce.
Like, I get the frustration.
You shouldn't tell someone you're going to murder them because you don't have the barbecue sauce, but still.
He may have also just found out that the NFL is gay.
Yeah,
maybe. That set him off.
Look, I don't agree with him, but I understand.
I know where he's coming from. Yeah. I get it.
That guy must have a really nice life. Other than that.
How funny would it be if he does have an amazing life, but that just fucking set him off?
People are reading this, are like, that's my architect.
Yeah,
I hired this guy. He built my beautiful home.
Yeah, he built the East Wing. But I get, because you get set off. This weekend, I almost murdered a cat.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, you don't understand. I was fucking fuming.
Dude, how come?
Because the wife agreed to babysit a cat for 4 days.
Okay.
And I said, all right, but she's your responsibility. The cat's a guy, but I keep thinking she. This fucking stupid bitch cat. I was trying to be nice to the cat. Scratch me. I was like, whatever. I'll accept that. I don't mind. I'll allow that. But at night, after the first night, he kept fucking meowing loud. And everyone else in the house can sleep except for me. I'm like, what the fuck is this, man? I want to sleep. So I would ask the cat to shut the fuck up. The cat would not listen. And then the last night, this was Saturday night, all hell broke loose. The cat won't stop fucking running around the house, hitting the mirror, trying to open the door. It's a fucking giant fat cat and meowing all night. So I would get up. I would ask it to stop. It wouldn't stop. And then after a while, I started a feud with the cat. I turned the light, I look at it, I go, shut the fuck up. And the cat started hissing at me. I was like, are you fucking playing games? Like, you're in my fucking house. I'm feeding
you. Are you talking to me?
Are you fucking talking to me? So, like, shut the fuck up. Go back in your room. Well, you motherfuckers. I would grab water, throw water on it. It would hiss at me. I'd fucking yell at the cat. This whole fighting match. It would stop, go in the room. I'd go back to sleep. A few minutes later. I go, you motherfucker. So I gather him and go, I told you, fuck, shut the fuck up. Throwing water. It was hours till four something in the morning of, shut the fuck up. I'll fucking kick your head. And it was crazy. Me throwing water. There was water everywhere, all around the living room. I was throwing water. It was hissing at me. Bitch fucking cat. And then I said, when I come back home, because I got podcasts, if this cat's still here, I'm kicking off the fucking balcony. I'm pulling a Jack Black in Anchorman. I'm kicking this off the fucking balcony. And luckily, the woman came back and took her cat.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to kick that. The woman is
probably like, why is my cat so wet?
Yeah. I was so angry. I was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. It would not shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He probably just misses his mom, I guess.
Maybe. But, you know, shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
Or meow in the day.
Yeah. Cats. I have one of my cats that has dementia now. Mm-hmm. And we can't sleep in our bedroom anymore. Because he fucking, he doesn't meow, but he'll just stare at me when I sleep and stare like he wakes me up because his fucking like his whiskers rub my face, and then I wake up and I'm like, there's a fucking cat who doesn't recognize anything that's just staring at me.
You think she, like, the cat's trying to figure out what you are?
No, I think the cat just he's hungry and he's like, this is a human. I remember humans feed me, so but I'm not gonna meow because that'll annoy him. So I'll just sit here and wait.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
But it's also adorable.
Yeah, it is, but it's just, it's fucking annoying.
I caught that motherfucker one of the nights doing that. It was at the door because the door's open, and I was like, what the fuck? He was just standing there staring at me from a distance, but he wouldn't come in the room. So it was fucking, and my dog, my dog was barking at him initially, but then I taught her, don't bark, it's whatever, and the cat, the dog listened to me. The cat would hiss the dog, and after the dog was like, all right, fuck, I don't care. Like, it wouldn't do anything because I told it not to. The dog is very disciplined. But at one point before that, the cat, every time it would meow, the dog would get pissed, and the dog would go into the room where the cat was and just bark, like, shut the fuck up, like, bah, bah, shut the fuck up. And then when the cat would start again, the dog would go back and tell it to shut the fuck up. So the dog was on my side until I told her to not bother the cat. So then the dog stopped giving a fuck. The cat's meowing all night, causing damage.
Barking.
Yeah, and the dog's sleeping. The dog's like, I don't fucking care. They told me the cat's cool. And I'm in the living room. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
The dog is probably like, that fucking dick. Like, do as I say, not what I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The dog's like, fuck, it's your problem now. Yeah. You said the cat's cool. Yeah. You deal with it.
Or he's probably like, yeah, I get why he told me not to do that. I did look stupid.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah, the dog's like, hey, he's a fucking dummy. Fuck. Yeah.
So that lady must have, did your girlfriend, your wife tell her that the cat was a piece of shit?
I don't think
no?
so. No.
Oh, so that means she won't even know.
She won't even know. Well, she did say, I think she said, you know, my husband has some problems with the cat, like doesn't like him. And then she said, oh yeah, the cat doesn't seem to like dudes because it always like hisses at males or whatever. Oh,
fuck, I hate those.
Yeah, it's like sexist fucking cat.
Yeah. Huh.
Bitch.
Goddamn.
I had a cat like that, but he didn't like women.
Okay, that's cool. I'm down with that.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm down
and
with
it
that.
It was my wife's cat when we first started dating. She was like, my cat's such a fucking dick. He bites me and he hisses at me and he's a fucking asshole. And I used to hate cats and the cat loved me. So she'd be like, he's super dangerous. Watch out. And he'd just be like sleeping on my chest and just purring. And he fucking loved me. He loved
me. He's like, get out of here, bitch.
Yeah.
This is man stuff. We're just hanging out talking about football.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He was such a good cat.
Yeah, this cat was a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He looked like a fat Sylvester.
I wonder if those cats, like when someone transitions, because you can't call a trans that became a woman, sir, but a cat that hates dudes, I wonder if he'll hate like a trans lady.
I'm wondering how the cat determines.
It's probably just hormones, I guess.
I guess.
Or maybe facial. Well,
I don't think it's face because everybody looks
different. They probably don't even notice the
facial
hair.
No, we all look
hair,
the same. Yeah.
Hold on, wait, a cat can transition?
No, what he's saying
is... Like if let's say a lady that used to be a man, like the cat, I wonder if the cat is woke enough to go, that's a lady. Or if the cat is like, I fucking hate dudes, and that dude in a dress is a dick.
Well, yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner, for example.
Yeah.
Let's say Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner had a cat, and the cat hated women, but loved Bruce Jenner. When Bruce Jenner transitions, does the cat love Caitlyn Jenner, or is it like, get out of here, bitch?
I guess it all depends on the
quality of the surgery.
Yeah,
I guess, and because the
show me your snatch.
Yeah. The hormones, because like animals can sense. It's not visual. They can sense if you're a man through the like the hormones, the pheromones. They smell.
So then that means that if. So Caitlyn Jenner's cat, if they liked him before, would still like him,
basically.
But if they didn't, still hates him.
Yeah, basically.
So what you're saying is cats aren't that woke, which is good. Mm. Cats know.
Well, no, because they're animals. They can't.
Can't be woke.
Yeah, they can't.
Really? Because I saw a tweet. Some chick said that we have to stop assigning gender to animals.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's like this. Stop referring to your cat as a male or female this. Because that's what makes them act male or female. Like the dumbest tweet in the history.
And cats don't like.
Cats don't know what the fuck
we're
doing.
They act like cats.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a cat and go, that's a fucking dude. Like, I don't fist bump my cat going, hey, dude.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah. He's like, Mike, you check out the pair of tits on that lady across the street. Yeah, this is fucking dumb.
Jesus Christ, people are stupid.
I'm trying to find
I was listening.
It's the woke Olympics.
I hadn't listened to Howard Stern in fucking ages. And I listened to Stern a couple of days ago. And one of his interns or employees or someone on his team anyway had sex with a trans woman. And he was talking about how he had sucked the trans woman's dick. But he wouldn't call it a dick. He was like, I'm not gay. I'd never have sex with a dude. I'd never suck a dick. But I had oral sex. I licked her clitoris. He was calling the...
Like a full-size penis?
Yeah, but a dick with balls. Like
yeah, that's not a clitoris.
Balls. He was like, it's her vagina. Like, that is a weird-looking vagina.
Didn't Shakespeare teach us that a rose by any other name is still a rose? Mm. Applies to cocks, too.
Yeah. Imagine, though, fucking, like you, it's fucking 2021. If you want to suck a dick, suck a dick. No one cares. Mm. But at least admit that you're sucking a dick.
Yeah, because this wouldn't even be a story. Like, if you were just told me some guy sucked another dude's dick, I'd be like, all right, that's what happens. But the fact that he's like, no, it's just a giant clit with balls. It's like, all right, what kind of games are we playing?
Yeah. At least if you're going to call the dick a clit, call the ball lips.
Yeah.
No, she had these big fucking, these big flabby sensitive lips.
Yeah. Testiculary lips, some would say.
And very low hanging lips.
God damn.
Yeah. I would flick them and she would flinch.
That's fucking weird.
What else you got for us?
Oh, let's see. this one's good.
We'll be the judge of that.
Drug dealers are peddling ethically sourced woke coke now.
This is the
God
woke episode.
Damn, fucking.
Yep. How the fuck? What's woke coke?
It's basically cocaine. So drug dealers are saying that it was.
So the ladies that they make strip down.
Are all trans.
Are all treated
with
ethically.
Respect. They're not smacked around like other times.
So before they shoot them in the back of the head, they don't call them stupid whore anymore?
You are great, Matilda. Boom.
Hold on.
Are people, like, is that a thing? Like, someone buying coke is like, is it organic?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking cocaine.
They're saying even the black market is falling, so drug dealers are hawking ethically.
And they still call it the black market?
Yeah.
If they're woke, change the name?
It's the African-American market.
Yeah.
They're hawking ethically sourced cocaine to woo equal-minded Westerners seeking a guilt-free trip. Shown ads for environmentally friendly sniff.
Were the mules that brought this here and the people, were they treated correctly? Yeah, free range. They ran around.
I want a free range mule.
They ran around for hours a day.
God damn it.
We shot all of them, though, because they knew where we lived. Oh, God. It's so stupid.
However, Woods, I don't know who Woods is. Neil Woods. He's a drug policy expert.
A drug policy expert. Yeah, I like
he
that.
He says that he sees woke coke as a clever marketing ploy to
and
help drug cartels.
It's not clever at all.
No.
It's a dumb marketing
ploy. It's super dumb.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, I cut you off. He sees it as a clever marketing.
Yeah, and he goes, there's no way you can have environmentally friendly cocaine.
Thank you.
Not when the
market. Wait, environmentally friendly? Why? Yeah. You can have environmentally, if you just grow it. It comes from leaves, no?
Yeah, that's leaves. But I mean, what do you mix with to make cocaine with the leaves, the coca leaves? It's
great ideas.
Well, it's gasoline. Gasoline's one of the ingredients.
Is it?
They put gasoline in coke?
You didn't know this?
Why would I know that?
What can't they make a battery powered cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuel like you right
Tesla,
up.
A Tesla cocaine.
Cement they put.
Cement. What are you talking about? Christ.
Okay, so now I'm for the fucking organic,
yeah,
ethical coke.
I want these free range mules more.
Hold on.
Yeah, what the fuck? So people are sniffing gas and cement. And I love how everyone judges homeless people that sniff gas, but they're sniffing coke and it's basically the same thing.
I don't know if he's right, though. He says a lot of stupid shit here.
Hold on.
So are you reading that there's gas and cement or you made those up?
Hold on, I'm trying.
Because that sounds like if we were playing Family Feud, those are two answers that you'd get like,
yeah.
Like, what's in cocaine?
Typically sold by drug dealers.
Cement.
Coal.
What do they cut cocaine with? Leaves.
So basically, it's when they cut it.
Okay.
It's when they cut the cocaine. They add a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but cement and gas.
Gas. So it depends.
How do you cut?
It depends on who.
How do you cut like white powder with gasoline?
Hold on.
Think no one's gonna notice.
Doesn't that make it harder? Yeah. You're like, we gotta cut this coke. What do we need? Bring in the cement truck.
No, no, but fuck, man. Where is the fucking?
Yeah, fuck. That means if you get the cement, if you get the coke wet, it just hardens in your nose.
Yeah, more people would die.
Yeah.
Also, that means that you could set coke on fire like crazy. I don't think it's cement. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Don't you want it powdery?
Yeah.
Is coke supposed to be powdery, no?
Yeah, it is, but where the fuck?
Did you make that fact up?
No, I didn't. I saw it was Gordon Ramsay that was going around.
Gordon Ramsay, the chef. Cocaine expert now?
No, but he had a show where he went and saw like how cocaine is made.
What?
What?
You didn't see this?
Gordon Ramsay never had a show.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what? Gordon Ramsay, you talking about Kitchen Nightmares?
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was so aggressive.
Yeah.
Fucking coked up on fucking cement.
So you're telling me he went around and be like, this is shit cocaine.
Gordon Ramsay on cocaine. Yeah, yeah.
Cocaine. God damn.
Wait, there's a show about him going around?
There was only two episodes, though.
Is it him on cocaine? Like,
no.
He gets all coked up and then...
No, no, like, he was going behind the scenes and shit, how it was made, like, in Colombia and shit in the mountains.
That means his show was this close to being canceled.
Yeah.
That's a fucking, like, jumping the shark type of idea.
That's insane.
He was like, okay, look, all right, we're going to get canceled. We need... Should we make a chicken recipe? No. Cocaine. What?
You're a terrible drug dealer. He's yelling at him. What the fuck? That's so crazy.
He's doing like a cocaine makeover.
Yeah. Like, there's not enough cement. We don't need no cement, sir.
but usually cocaine is usually cut with other...
Yeah, you keep saying
other
that.
Other white powders.
Yeah.
No, not just white powder.
I don't think it's cement.
Other chemicals.
But it has to be like something that looks similar. Like cocaine. You can't cut it with, I cut it with cardboard.
Yeah.
No, not just anything. Hold on.
I feel like you're trying to dodge this. I don't think it's cement.
I cut it with maple syrup.
Yeah. Look, he's like, fuck, it doesn't say cement.
I'm trying to fucking find it. Hold on, bro.
Because cement is a powder, but like when before you add the water. But
you think you misheard?
Super dangerous that.
Yeah. Like, you'd kill your client base.
Yeah.
Aha, I found it.
Are you sure?
Agents.
Yeah. You sure you didn't hear semen?
No. Cutting agents: glucose, sucrose, lactose, talc, inositol, boric acid,
is there cement there?
Hold on.
There's no cement there.
They're just saying the.
So there's no cement.
I think sucrose is Latin for cement.
I could tell when he's bullshitting. You know why? Because he tried to list out because he thought we'd forget about the main question. Is there cement in cocaine?
Some people cut with cement. Yes.
Okay, don't say that.
This is you.
This is you saying
or
that. Yeah.
The list is.
Oh god.
Is cement in the
he's
list?
He's trying to Google to hopefully find some place that says they do cement. But that's like saying some people do podcasts through their fucking assholes. That's fine. That's not how podcasts are done.
Yeah, some people cut it with cement.
Where do? What?
What El Salvadorian village does this occur in?
Cement is added in the early production process. It takes about a ton of cocoa leaves to make a single kilo of paste. Harvested cocoa leaves, stirring the mixture in a large vat.
You're still not talking about cement, though.
No, but it's added in the beginning of the production process. Cement is added.
But you're not reading that. You're telling us that.
I am reading it.
I've never heard you read the word cement.
It's true. You guys are fucking weird. No. Cement is added in the early production process.
Okay.
A coca plantation takes about a ton of coca leaves to make a single kilo of paste.
That doesn't explain
and
cement.
Then
though.
How Hold much on. Cement did they put? Like just a teaspoon of cement
in the whole thing
for a ton of cocoa
Hold
paste?
On. Farm workers take harvested mulch.
So they don't cut it
leaves.
With cement.
Hold on. Mulched cocoa leaves and turn them into a paste by stirring a mixture of gasoline, battery acid, ammonia, lime, and a small amount of powdered
lime.
Cement.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Lime.
Hold
there
on a second.
There you go. I was right.
Hold on a second. No, you weren't because they don't cut it with it. But hold on a second.
Sorry, I misphrased.
You were wrong.
I'm sorry.
Is what we're saying. But so hold on a second. You're going to put battery acid. You're going to put all this bad
and
shit.
Lime.
And then you're like, but add some lime, bro. Somebody knows. Is that what Gordon Ramsay contributed to the cocaine game?
He's like, you know, I get the battery acid. But how about celery salt?
Yeah.
Have you thought of celery salt?
He's like, it needs garlic.
The main reason why they add all
paprika.
This
yeah.
is because that's how they separate the powder from the paste. Because it's leaves and the leaves are cut and it's turned into paste. Oh,
basically, they don't cut it with cement.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I miss.
But that's why it was crazy. Because you think about if you're cutting it with, because normally they cut it with like baking soda and shit like that. You're not going to cut it with
cement. That's when they turn it into crack.
No. The crack is a whole other thing where they fucking cook and shit.
They
I'm
put any white powder to cut it.
Yeah, to cut it, they put any. It's just to add. So let's say in the baggie, it's like half coke, half
fuller.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean. Oh yeah, I see what I mean when I said okay. I get it. Yeah. No, but in the
because it wouldn't make sense if in the baggie they're like, yo, it's not full.
It's
throw in
gas.
Some gas.
Put a bit of fucking.
That's how you guys understood. No, I'm very. I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's
I'm
not how we understood. That's how you said it.
Yeah, that's
put
how I said. I'm
$2 with a super in there.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not how I meant to say. But in the manufacturing,
I got your
process,
coke, bro. I just
got
to pass at a gas station. Right quickly.
It's in the manufacturing process that they add all this shit.
In the manufacturing process, they add a lot. You should see what they do to hot dogs.
Yeah, but that's why they. But the reason why they got to do all that shit is because they got to separate the powder.
Who discovered that? You'll find out how they discovered cocaine, like that type of cocaine, like to put all that shit together. Yeah. Who put all that stuff together? Like, this is disgusting. Add some lime. Like, yo, this works. That must be fucking.
Yeah. All of those ingredients sound super dangerous.
Yeah, who thought?
Like, there's the only thing that's halfway normal is
the cocaine.
The cocaine and the lime.
Yeah, the lime, that's Gordon Ramsay's contribution for sure. But who, I'm thinking of. Yeah, you're right. Like, let's say somebody gets together. There's people in a Colombian village, and they're like, so we got these leaves, right? We put battery acid, ammonia, gasoline, cement. What do you think we should do with this? Snort it.
Yeah.
Like, who thought of that?
Probably the first person was like, how about we just eat the leaves?
Well, in the beginning, they used to just
eat the
chew
leaves
on them, no?
Or make
them
tea.
Because they were very good painkillers.
Yeah, because you're all coked up.
Yeah. But I don't know how the fuck they switched from the leaf to the powder. I don't know how that happened.
God damn.
Cocaine, opium, laced elixirs, magical for medical potions, tonics, and wines were broadly used. People of all social classes.
I'm never going to know. I'm too old now to get into that shit. I was always too scared to do shit like that.
Yeah, same here. I was thinking about that a couple of years ago when I started smoking. I never smoke weed, but I'll have a puff like every 6 or 8 months or whatever. Yeah. But I'd never smoked weed until I was 43. And then I was like, I felt like just having a puff. And I was like, you know, I could do any drug now and I'm not going to become addicted to it. You never hear of someone that discovers cocaine when they're 47.
Yeah, no.
Right? No one is like, fuck, he got into that fucking crystal meth. How old was he? 62?
Yeah, you don't hear that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think you could do crystal meth and get away with it?
I'd just be too afraid. Crystal meth.
I can't do shit like that. It fucks my head.
There's nothing.
I'm too scared.
That attracts me to
crystal meth. I'm actually very curious of how they came up with that process to turn it into powder.
Yeah, dude, a lot of stuff is impressive. Like, I don't know. It's
all of these people, you're like, fuck, if they put that energy into something else, we would have found a cure for cancer 1 million years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Because fucking transforming a plant with battery acid and
ammonia
seems harder than fucking finding a cure to a disease.
I want to know who added the lime.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I want to know who contributed the lime.
Some fucking useless guy in the lab. He's like, I have ideas too.
Carlos, what have you been doing? I added the lime. It's make all the difference.
God damn. Yeah. But yeah, so and you when what's his face, Gordon Ramsay, when he had his
I wonder if some people like they judge the other crew that puts lemon. They're like, look at that fucking dummy with the lemon.
Lemon fucking gang, what
amateurs.
Up?
Yeah, they think it's low budget. We don't put lemon. We don't put the lemon. We put the lime.
Lime gang stand up.
Lime gang stand up. Yeah, the Van Buren boys. What's next fun. On that you got for us?
What else? What else?
I like it when he brings in stories and we could critique them.
What else do we hear?
And he lies about the facts.
Oh, no, I just misphrased. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Misphrased is another word for lie.
Yeah. Yesterday was the best. We caught him lying on the intellectuals. He's like, I didn't lie. I omitted the truth. He's finding new ways. He's hilarious. And then he always explains, like, look, guys, I'll tell you why I lie. I thought you said you didn't lie. Okay, that was a lie. I do lie. He goes, but I'll tell you why. Because I'm used to being a used car salesman, he goes, and that's what you got to do. You got to fib and all that. And I'm like, okay, but you're aware of it, so stop doing it. He's like, I will. I was like, is that a lie? Yeah, probably.
No, look, let's say I have cut down heavily, like big time, like very big time. But like, I'm still working on it. It's a process.
The truth is you have cut down.
I'm growing.
Yeah, you have cut down.
Yeah.
Mentally. I mean,
it's always crazy. Like, everyone does lie every once in a while, but it's crazy when you lie for something
that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what always gets me angry with him.
But that's how it used to be when I sold stuff, right? It was always about the dumbest little thing that people would ask about that you think might kill the sale. So you would just lie about it and be like, yeah, whatever. It has a fucking weird fucking curtain thing. You know what I mean?
Look, bro, I'm not superstitious, but you buy this car, there's a chance you win the lottery.
No, not that level, but like, I mean, like little like dumb shit. Yeah, it has a cigarette lighter.
It doesn't.
But it doesn't. But then, someone like, check? Isn't that easy to see if that's a lie or not?
No, but then they check after and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm thinking maybe all the older cars had, you know what I mean? Then you
No, there's a lighter you put a lighter in the glove compartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what you meant.
I misunderstood.
I misspoke.
Yeah. You ever seen Knight Rider? This is the same kind. It talks. What do you mean it talks? It understands. It talks. You give it commands. So this car talks. It talks. It gives it commands. Just hook up your phone. Talk to your phone.
Yeah.
A speaker.
Yeah, you know, like little shit. Like where you'd boost the price of the car first if you knew they were going to ask you like a discount. You know, that's a little
bit, how did you know?
That's a little bit abnormal.
Oh, you could by race people. Or age?
Huh?
How did you gauge these people? By race or age? I know your tricks, you fucking car people. you would up the price for black people?
What? No.
And then be like, oh, I'm giving you a discount?
No, mainly it was Arabs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So these guys are going to try to swindle us?
Yeah, because so we'd boost the price. And then, like, so let's say they'd ask for, like, 10,000. I'd be like, look, that's unreasonable. But here, just for you, I could do 5,000.
You hear that? He says for me. Just for me.
So but the guy would ask 10,000 and you'd sell for 5?
No.
Oh, discount, you mean?
Discount.
Okay, yeah, so they asked for
like $10,000. Yeah, that was weird,
I was like, that's weird. That those Arab guys are good at negotiating. He said he wanted to pay $10,000, so I said, no, sir, $5,000.
No. Like, little trick, like, I'm overinflating here, but, like, you know, you'd be like, let's say they'd ask for a $10,000 discount. You just, you boost the price up before you get to the computer process, and you'd be like, look, just for you, I can't do 10, but I could do 5. We have a deal, and then, you know, you try to meet halfway, but really.
He's like, let me speak your language. I can't go to my bosses. They're a bunch of Jews. You feel me? I feel you. He's like, I'm speaking your language. Because that's something else I learned, that apparently they change their vernacular depending on who they're speaking with to try to speak your language.
Mirroring.
Oh, really?
Mirroring, they called it. Yeah.
Well, I do this all the time.
Yeah. No, but to me, I find it funny watching a car guy, depending if there's a Greek guy coming, he's like, hey, Greek, I like souvlaki. And then, you know,
no, but in a non-condescending way, obviously.
All this stuff is condescending, by the way. It's super we understand it. When I see it, I laugh. That's why I bring it up.
Like if a business.
So, like a French Canadian, you'd be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Not really, but I mean, you'd kind of be like.
He would be like, hey, but you know Mike Ward.
But kind of like,
the guy's like, tabak, mac, it's Poseidon.
I don't know how to explain this. But you just, kind of mirror their body language and the way they spoke.
Yeah, so that's condescending. I find that condescending.
No, like if they were doctors, you'd speak, or businessmen, you'd speak very professionally. You know what I mean?
And I get what you're saying.
My wife always does that. Like it's by accident.
It's instinct.
But whenever if she speaks to an Asian person, after 3 minutes, she kind of sounds a little Asian.
Yeah.
And she'll do that for people from France or England or whatever. And one of her partners at the business was like, you have to stop doing that because it's fucking weird. Because one of her employees is Chinese and she's always like, okay. Yeah, do you want that? Okay.
But you know what?
Do people do that? Because one of my buddies at Bob's at the Dep, he does the same thing. And years ago, I remember, because he's like, he comes, he's like, yes, my friend. And he started talking like that. And I go, bro, let me ask you, bro, are you racist? Like, why do you keep doing that to the guy? Well, he's like, I'm not doing it on purpose, bro. He started doing it. I do it. It just comes out and it works. He goes, I swear. He goes, I'm not doing it to fuck with the guy. It's the only way he gets me, and it fucking works.
Because
I remember I was like, bro, what are you doing? Because I was talking to normally. I go, yeah, can I have this? And then he's like, my friend. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, why are you doing this? Why are you making us look like
that? The accent, yes, I would never do
that. Was your friend Greek?
Yeah, he's Greek.
Was he real Greek? Or no, he's just Greek. Sounded Greek because you were Greek. His name is Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just some Italian guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But the same, like, so whatever, like my friend, like we'd use the same
words,
terminologies that he would use. You know what I mean? Because when somebody's in a hurry, you know, he's looking at multiple deals, they're not really thinking, that it doesn't feel, unless you really do it like obvious.
Yeah,
I'll be like, is this motherfucker being condescending? But like, if you do it more subtly, you know,
Poseidon sees a bunch of black guys like, what's up, my nit? Oh, no, somebody's jumping. He's like, what? I thought this is what we're supposed to do.
But
you ever seen someone that took it too far like that?
No, never, never. No, it's never happened. But French people, French from France. I would change the French a bit to be a little more French from France.
You're talking about when you were renting them?
Yeah. You know, that too.
What would you say?
Sound like fancier?
Yeah, a bit. I'd kind of change it.
You want a discount? I give up. You get me? Yeah, I get you.
But you know, people are in a hurry. They're traveling. They have luggage and shit. They don't care. They're like, they hear a...
Would you say, oh, after every phrase? I can rent the Ford Escape. Oh,
no, but
oh.
I can imitate
beautiful car.
I can imitate their expression.
Menonqua.
Well, they would say that a lot. Or they would say, non, mais c'est pas possible.
And then he's like,
ce n'est pas possible.
Oui, c'est possible. Mais non quoi? But you know, no what?
you know, but so yeah, so the French, I'd switch a little bit to be a little more.
Oh, that's why he started twirling his mustache.
Yeah,
okay. He did it for sales.
You know, so because the people would just hear familiarity, so the subconscious is already eased. So
every time the French would, he'd be eating cheese.
You know, so yeah, it was little tricks like that in sales that we'd use. You know, but it wasn't.
Would you talk about your mistress the whole time?
No, but or like family.
He's like, what's the deal with these Canadian broads shaving their armpits?
Or like people that had families, like husband and wife and children. You know, I
that's a very sexy.
About your kids? Yeah. Would you I'd pretend say, like look, you had kids?
It's a very sexy baby.
Not that I had kids, but I would throw.
But
up the
you
line
like
that,
them? I like it. Like you can fit six kids in there.
Yeah.
No, but I.
You have kids? No.
I'd say,
but I like yours.
No, but I'll say like, look,
very
I,
handsome.
Yeah,
I'll say like I have mouths to feed too. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I wouldn't.
Oh,
really,
Jesus, that's weird. That makes you sound like such a goddamn predator.
Yeah,
I don't have kids, but I like to feed their young mouths.
Like a bird, preferably. I like to regurgitate my lunch.
No, but I wouldn't specify that I had kids, but I'll just say, look, I get you. You know, you're trying to get to Brazil, but I got mouths to feed also. You know, I'd throw it in there.
I frequent a lot of local prostitutes. Many of them live and die by my whim.
See, they didn't need to know that, but I have fed a lot of mouths, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I probably kept the electricity bill on, you know, the electricity.
You'd be surprised how much work my tiny penis gets into.
A lot.
That's fucking amazing.
But yeah, so like little stuff like that.
Do you miss selling?
Not really.
Do you miss like the sort of not the con, but knowing that, okay, I just beat this person
That, that you miss a bit of like when you
oh, know that makes me feel bad.
When you got the sale, when you know you got the sale and you're like that feeling of like, I just signed a fucking deal, that high.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean? But the everything else, oh fuck, no, I hated that shit.
Because every time, like the way I've always seen it is a good salesman, it's supposed to be a win-win for both people. Like the person that just bought it has to leave and go, I got a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want someone 2 days later to go, that motherfucker told me there's a lighter. He told me there's a curtain.
Yeah. First of all, why didn't you check for the curtain at the bar?
I was just using examples,
His wife is like, "Why were you? Why did you ask him if the fucking Honda Civic had curtains? What kind of Honda Civic has curtains?"
No, but like,
he said he had kids.
He said it's solar power. I don't need to put gas in this.
Yeah.
But typically, you try to go for the as a salesman, you try to go for the win-win situation, but sometimes it just wasn't possible.
But the win-win, do you mean a win for you and a win for your boss?
No, a win for me and a win for the client.
Okay.
But sometimes, a lot of times, it was just not possible.
Well, it would have been possible. No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, I'm not going to say the name of the company because this company, they took it to another level.
Of scumbaggery? Of
scumbaggery.
This was really? What? But you don't work for them anymore.
Yeah, but...
Wait, the company that you were with was scumbaggery or the other one?
What are you talking?
Like a car rental place?
No. This has to do with telecommunications.
Oh, okay. So why would you hide their name? You never even worked in telecommunications.
No, I did.
Yeah, but you don't work for them now. They can't fire you.
Are you afraid that TELUS fires you?
Oh, Bell,
again?
Yeah. Bell, yeah. The biggest scumbag.
Bell, but it wasn't Bell. It was...
Oh, yeah. They have basically, whenever a lot of times you think you're going to a Bell store, but really it's like this contracted to this Algerian company or some shit. It's very, very bad. Yeah.
They're actually... Mark and
Jules. I was close. I admit I was close. I was close though.
Yeah.
I knew that it was somewhere around there.
But they would bring it to another level. So let's say there were people entitled to like $500 discounts on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know because these were back end discounts to help you close a deal, right?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they tell you don't offer the discount, sell the phone as is at the price and whatever, but then take that $500 discount and apply it towards credit for accessories. So, bro, they would leave with like, you know, like those JBL Bluetooth speakers, but like the off-brand, the one that breaks after three months.
As far as I'm concerned, JBL is an off-brand.
So some people would walk out with like fucking three speakers, four headphones, but they didn't need to.
Who is buying three speakers at a fucking cell phone place?
They weren't buying them. They were free. So this discount was supposed to go towards the phone. But it was added
out. So they were making money. It's very scummy.
Yeah. And you had to, like, part of the reason is why, like, they brought it to, like, another level. Like, there's always
they were forcing you to do that shit. Yeah,
there was always, like, little salesman tricks that you could do to get the sale. But they had brought it to, like, another level. I was like, yo, this is too much, man. Too much.
I don't like that kind of shit.
You know? There's little tricks that you can do, but that was, like, next level fucking people over. And, like, they would do... weird shit like passing people for Desjardins credit, people that you knew had they couldn't afford the phone, so you'd put them on exorbitant monthly rates, so like a $500 phone would end up costing them like double the price or three times the price.
You have to be a real piece of shit
to fuck someone that has no money.
Just a working person.
You know, so part of the reason why I had left that company was because like they brought it to another fucking level, bro. That was like next level, like low.
When he went there, like, you think you're a scumbag. Wait and see.
Yeah, you know. So
what did you tell him when you left? Did you go, you guys are dicks, I'm leaving?
No, I just left. I didn't even give 2 weeks. I just quit.
Did you tell him I want my last paycheck? And they were like, look, we can't give you money, but take whatever speaker you want.
Well, no. Well, they
we'll give also, you a case for your phone.
They would also fuck over employees.
Your 4% is this case.
But the employees.
Bluetooth speaker. You want Bluetooth speaker? Yeah. Speaker.
Like
Bluetooth.
This iPhone case. I don't have an iPhone. Exactly. Good.
Yeah. Good. Good. iPhone. You phone. Any phone.
So they'd also fuck over employees like crazy, because I don't know. They had set up their commission structure.
But in a way, I don't mind they do that because their employees were fucking people over. So it's karma. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They're like, okay, you guys are dicks. We're going to fuck you now.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they had told us to sell. Like,
yeah, doesn't matter. Still, you did it.
It's like
the Nazis. It's,
yeah, exactly. Like in a concentration camp. Like the guy can go, look, they told me to kill all these Jews, but you still killed,
you still killed them.
All the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You killed a lot of Jews.
Yeah, exactly. You're a fucking
goddamn Nazi.
But like
you're whoever wasn't Schindler in that movie.
You are not on the list. You didn't make the list. Yeah. You hate the list, really. Yeah. You hate that there's even a list. The saddest, because he's had a lot of jobs the past couple of years. The saddest I felt for him was also when I laughed, because it was also funniest. So he had a job at Radio Shack. They changed. And the manager there hated him, but he was making him do shit that you shouldn't have to do at Radio Shack. He was mopping. He made him do stupid shit. Mm. So it was New Year's Eve.
Really? The salesman mop.
Yeah.
I was the only employee mopping.
Just fucked with him, yeah.
Now, God damn.
They were assholes.
That is such a
It gets worse. So listen to this.
He had lied to me saying it was part of the job, but then I caught on that nobody else was doing it. After like a few days, I was like, fuck you, I'm not mopping the floor.
So already there, you kind of, it's funny, but you feel bad that he's being mistreated. Yeah. So then this would piss me off. Is his last day was like a New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So he finishes, they make him do his stupid mop or the fuck routine they made him do. They work the kid hard and he's trying to get his next shifts. And the manager's like, yeah, it's New Year's Eve. This is your last shift, by the way. You're fired.
Oh, really?
He's like, why? He goes, well, because
Small issue. Your device ran into a problem and needs to restart.
Which device?
This laptop.
Okay, so don't restart it.
It did it by itself.
Oh, so we're not streaming.
I don't know.
You tell me. Like, I'll continue my conversation.
Hold on. Just restarted. The computer restarted by itself.
All right. Well, you get us back on stream. I'll continue this because it's already being recorded.
Yeah.
So essentially what the guy tells him is, this is your the last day here for you. Find another job. Because Poseidon's like, why? Did I do anything wrong? He's like, no, it's just, I don't like you. And it's New Year's. I want to start the new year on a positive. You not being here is very positive for me.
Yeah.
God damn. I would have fucking gotten violent.
Yeah, but Poseidon called me, dude, and I laughed because of the story, the way he said it, but I felt so bad.
What a dick.
Because he's like, bro, what do I do? Like, I'm trying, because what he told me was honest. He said, I'm really trying my best to not let life, like, put me down.
Yeah.
I was working. I did stuff no salesman had to do, like mop the floor and all that shit, he goes, and the cocksucker still fired me, he goes. And I felt fucking terrible.
Like I said, I would have been violent. The truth is, I wouldn't have been violent, but I would have left then and there.
Well, we had no choice.
I finished my shift.
Oh, he did it when he was done.
Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's. Oh,
yeah, he really fucked with
it. He didn't even give you the chance.
He waited until the store closure. Mm. I did everything. Closed the store. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
A real piece of garbage.
I would have gotten friends to go in and steal.
Wait, but what do you care about the computer? Aren't you streaming directly from the ATEM?
I am.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so can they still see what we're talking
about? Of course, because you're streaming from the ATEM, not the computer.
Really? That's so cool.
You're a fucking dummy.
Wow. But
you know what? Poseidon, we want to start the rest of the year off on a good foot.
This is
your last day.
Hold on.
It's your last day. So once you're done mopping the other
Do me a favor and mop the lobby.
Oh, God.
Just mop the lobby a little bit at least. Yeah, it says we're still live here, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, that's so cool.
Yeah, you still hear that.
Oh, yeah. Cause
perfect. So they didn't get to miss the story.
Because it's not through OBS.
Yeah, this is why I told you to use that.
Fucking hell, this is dope.
You know what? I'm dumb 90% of the time, but that small 10% that I'm not a retard, it works.
It's better than me, bro. Me, I'm dumb 100% of the time.
But yes, so that's what he told him. He goes, I don't really like you, and I want to start this new year on a positive. Fuck. New year, new me. And Poseidon called me and told me that. I laughed at first. I go, he's like, dude, is that? And then I go, no, I actually felt terrible. Yeah. So then we're trying to figure out what's going to be his next job and shit.
But it was Uber.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found.
And that was my idea too. I told you like to drive. I go try to do that. Make money on your own term. Because then if you're strapped, work extra hard, you know, something. Because I didn't know what to do. I didn't. Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. It was back
and
then.
Uber, like when Uber first came to Montreal.
He was making a bit of money.
It used to be like really, you can make real money.
But he had to work a lot.
Yeah. I was working 50 hours. I was making $1,000 a week.
But he was working 50 hours.
Yeah. 50 hours. And $250 of the week was always going to gas.
Did you ever meet any assholes?
Yes, of course.
While Ubering, I'm saying.
Yeah. There was one guy. He was on a date with a chick. He tried to get his dick sucked in the back seat.
By you? By the girl.
Yeah.
Not by the girl. By the girl.
She's going to suck his dick. Whoa, wait. This is fucking uncomfortable. Dude, do you want dibs? You want to go first before she does?
No, by the girl.
Yeah, and the guy's like, can you suck my dick? He was like, shotgun.
Yeah.
And I called it.
And I caught on.
This is my car. If anyone's going to suck a dick, it's going to be me. The guy's like, do you mean get your dick sucked? No, I know what I meant.
And I caught on and I gave him such a dirty look. And then all I hear is a zoop.
Holy shit. I was
like, motherfucker. Because like, cause they were like making out and shit. Like they were talking and then they got a little low, a little quiet. I was like, is this motherfucker going to try and get his dick sucked in my backseat? Not on my fucking watch, bro. Like, make out. Do whatever the fuck you want.
It would have been so funny if he yells at
fucking,
the girl.
Keep it fucking
keep it professional. The only person sucking dicks in this car is me. Yeah. Keep it professional.
Goddamn. So,
if the guy would have given you a $100 tip?
Yeah, go ahead. Because it would have cost me, what, $20 to clean the car?
Yeah.
And the guy would have came in her mouth. He wouldn't have come all over you.
He comes on Poseidon.
Right? Oh, bro, I would have killed him.
He just
I would have canceled.
He comes on his neck.
Bro, I would have canceled the ride, gotten out of the car, pull him out, bro, and beat the shit out of him on the side of the street, bro, and take all his money from his wallet,
bro. If the guy's coming on your neck, though, while you're driving, that's probably going to turn him on even more.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, this is even better.
Yeah. Choke me, baby. Yeah, choke me, daddy.
Choke me.
Yeah, he'd still get the beating of his life.
Yeah. Is that it? That was the worst. Like I said,
that was one time.
That's actually
there was okay, one guy. It was.
Did you ever get a chick to go, look, I don't have money, but
well, no, it was all through the app.
Stop the app now, and I'll suck your dick.
No.
Did you ever offer that to a lady?
No, never. Are you crazy? No, I would never do that.
I'd like to stop the ride now and suck your dick. What?
There was.
I'll just pay. Thank you.
There was one chick that complained that it was too expensive, and then she
what do you mean you don't make the price?
Yeah, but hold, because it was a surge price, remember?
I was talking about this. Bro, they're assholes about that surge thing.
Yeah, so she had placed a complaint that I did something that I didn't do. She said like dangerous driving, but I wasn't. It was traffic, it was bumper to bumper, it was rush hour, bumper to bumper. She finally got to her destination, because usually it costs her like $10, but it ended up costing me like fucking $30.
The Uber's kind of shitty.
Yeah, I get it, but it wasn't my fault. But then she fucking placed a complaint to get out of the price, and then I had gone to this huge argument with Uber, and then I placed a negative review on her, because you could place a negative review on clients also.
Yeah.
I had given her, because I had given her like a 4-star. She was weird in the car. I was like, I give her like a 4-star. So then like I went back. I'm like, fuck you, bitch, 1-star. So, because I was fucking pissed. There was one Pakistani guy. He was asking me to drive like really fast. He goes, I gotta get to my destination super fast. I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna break law for you, bro. Like, fucking chill out.
What is it? Because he was Pakistani.
I'm not gonna get stopped by the police and then they find you in this car, sir.
And then I was like, and he was like, I'll give you an extra tip or whatever. I was like, are you sure? He's like,
did you crack a joke when you're like, hey, what do you think, right? So it was Twilight Zone. It's like backwards day, right?
No.
You didn't think that?
Oh! That's funny.
That would have been hilarious. Yeah. He's like, what? No, sir, I'm a doctor.
But then I look at him, I go, are you sure? And he goes, yes, I'm sure. Go faster.
So you went, I think. So, and you dropped off a block away.
Yeah, then I'm weaving out of traffic. Weaving in and out of traffic, bro. The guy's holding on for dear life. And as he's about to get out of the car, he's like super nervous, shaking. I'm like, 5 stars. And he's like, yeah, 5 stars. 5 stars. And he walked out, bro. Sad. At that,
I used to use Uber a lot whenever I'd get drunk. So I'd only use it when I was gonna get drunk. And whenever I got too drunk, they'd always like use the wrong bridge. So from like, I'd leave from the Bardel to my house is a $8 Uber ride. But some mornings I'd wake up and it'd be like $55.
Jesus Christ.
Because they'd go to Champlain Bridge and they'd drive all over the place. And it's not like a taxi. You can go, maybe I gave him the wrong address. Yeah. But Uber, you fucking like.
It's your home. Yeah, it's the map's on there.
If you're sober enough to get the Uber, he knows where to bring you.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of shit.
No.
But there's scumbags everywhere. I remember when I first took Ubers was years ago. One time, I think I brought my car in for repairs in the morning and didn't have a shuttle. I go, I got to get back home when I was in Park X. So I took an Uber for the first time years ago. And I was asking a guy questions. I go, like, how does this work? Like, what's this? You know, I just downloaded the app. I did this. And he's like, it's pretty good. He goes, I spent the entire night gambling. He goes, I play a lot of poker at the casino. And I go, oh, yeah. And then he goes, and then I decided instead of sleeping, took a couple Red Bulls. I do this for a couple of hours. And then maybe I'll go back to the casino. Damn. I was like, that's a good lifestyle.
That guy is definitely, he's committed suicide. God, I used to, when I first started the Suzukut, I didn't have any sponsors, so I used to just give my promo code for Uber. And in the old days, whenever someone would use your promo code, you'd get a $20.
When I first took Uber, it was like that, yeah.
But I had like a couple of thousand
stored.
Yeah. So, like a couple thousand $20 rides stored.
Well, yeah, when we first met, remember in New York?
I'd be like, nah, I don't pay for these.
Yeah, because I was like, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, no, I'll Uber it. You go, I have all kinds of free rides. Yeah, you had a lot of free rides. I remember.
Yeah, it was crazy. But then after that, they dropped it down to 15, then to 10. And then at the end, it was like, someone used your promo code. Here's $5.
Oh, yeah, they really
They're fucking dicks.
I don't know how that company... Yeah. I don't know if are they a good company to work for.
Poseidon? Apparently, it's a scam because Uber has never turned a profit. They're worth billions of dollars. Too, yeah.
How the fuck have they never turned a profit? That's insane.
You know why though that they never turned a profit? They never turned a profit on paper. Oh, okay. That just means they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, so they got like
they have a shit ton of money.
Yeah, their employees get paid. I guarantee the CEOs get paid.
Yeah, they don't make a profit, but their president makes $19 million a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's just the government going after them because they don't pay taxes.
Well, no, someone's going to pay the taxes. Actually, it's actually in the government's best interest that the person gets the money instead of the corporation because corporate tax is lower than personal tax. Mm. So if the guy wants to keep the $19 million, sure, but dude, you're going to pay a shit ton of taxes.
It's impossible. Like whenever I used to hear that, Uber's never made money. That could be true if it was like a big like corporation with a bunch of buildings. Uber, it's a fucking app.
Yeah.
So as soon and they take a big cut, so they have no expenses. So it's impossible that they don't make money.
Unless head office, they decided, we have to build a building made of fucking solid gold and diamonds. No. Like, there's no point. Like we could technically be Montreal's Uber office. We could run shit from here because everyone's running their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of working from home employees. Apparently,
all the employees technically were from home.
Yeah. But
mobile
as the driver. I mean, it was okay, I guess, but it's not like a viable. It's more of a part-time thing. You want to make extra money. You have your job. You're like, you know what? I want to buy a PlayStation 5. You know what? This month, I'll do 20 hours a week of Uber because my job, it just pays the bills.
I like that option. I like that we have that option.
You know, so it's nice.
It would have been amazing if they had that when I first started to do comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, because the first couple of years, I was always like, I could cover rent, but just barely. So I wouldn't have enough in the old days for cable. But if there was a way I could have just fucking driven people around for 3 hours and then had cable, I would have done it.
Yeah, same.
Mm. Yeah, so it's a nice option for that. At some point, I was even a janitor for like 2 weeks.
He got fired hard from the janitor thing. Yeah. Janitor thing, actually, that was out of nowhere. I remember when he got fired, I was even shocked. I go, you just started. He's like, yep. And I'm like, dude, I know demented people that have the same job. He's like, I know. What happened? You got into a fight? No, but he came up to me, told me to fuck off, and I left.
Yeah, he didn't like my face or something. Yeah. I don't know.
My dad has a cousin who used to be a janitor. He died now. But he was dirty. Like, he was this fucking old man that didn't wash. Mm. And he was a janitor. And he went, and his employer told him, it was a shopping mall. He was like, you can't be in the shopping mall during store hours because you smell too bad. And
God damn. And
he didn't get fired. So all day he'd be outside fucking picking up garbage or probably fucking rubbing it on his dick and balls. But he'd just like paint stuff and fix stuff outside.
And stink.
And stink. No one would care because he's outside. And then as soon as the stores would close, he'd go in, do his shit from like 9 at night till midnight. But imagine that guy didn't get fired.
God damn.
But Poseidon reeks though.
Yeah.
Like really reeks.
Is that why you put him farther away?
Yeah, that's why we have so much space between us.
But yeah, I did that.
Where were you a janitor?
Fuck, it was...
University.
It was the University of Montreal.
God damn, you're like fucking Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, no, he was only there at night. Yeah, he's like Goodwill Hunting. You know why they fired him?
Because he was erasing the right answers.
The right answers, There was a really smart janitor who was about to get his break and he ruined it.
He erased the right answer and drew a dick of balls.
Yeah. He's like, you're making me look bad. This is going to be my break.
Yeah.
And the answer to the equation was just the word jizz.
But it was.
Yeah, why'd they fire you?
I don't know. The guy was 2 weeks in. I was like, yeah, no, we don't need you. I was like, okay. So
we don't need you.
Yeah. So
somebody does.
So I was like, okay. And then I did. I sold websites and marketing packages.
Oh yeah, Tenderloins hooked you up there.
Yes, I did that for 3 months. I was that job. I was okay. Like I was I always met targets and stuff, but I couldn't really excel in that job. It was over the phone. I wasn't very good over the phone. I was very good in face to face.
Selling websites over the phone
and marketing packages to businesses. Okay. So if you had a landscaping business and you don't have a website, I'd pitch you a website. It was a couple $100 plus a marketing package and SEO, search engine optimization package, and you'd be trending. You get more phone calls.
It sounds like you're reading something right now.
Yeah,
it sounds like I'm talking to a salesman.
Hello, Mr. Ward. Yeah. It has come to my attention that you have a comedy business. But would you like your comedy business to come into the 21st century?
But the thing is, I was in a cubicle, and I can't stay seated for too long. I'm very energetic.
That's how people know you. People out there know, like, what do you know about Poseidon? He's very energetic.
No, but I get antsy. I can't stay in the same spot for too long and without doing something.
Isn't that the type of job that you could have just done on your cell phone, like walking around?
No, you had a Bluetooth headset. You had a whole thing, a screen.
It's Bluetooth. Couldn't you just walk around?
Well, no, because you had the screen. You had to hang up calls, do stuff, transfer calls.
No, but while you're having a long conversation, you know where you're going with this, right? You're like, you're talking.
Well, but you get hung up on a lot.
You know what I'm saying? When you're already in the zone, someone's like, all right,
do most
tell
people
me.
Get hung up on a lot or just
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a typical thing. Sometimes the lead wasn't good. Sometimes, like, because there were, like, cash incentives and shit. And, like, sometimes the lead.
So you'd call someplace, you'd like, you want a website? And they're like, my husband just died.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
look, that's sad, lady, but I really need this bonus.
Well, you had some stuff like that because the people bringing in the leads who are cold calling, the person wasn't interested, but they still kind of, like, sneak one through to try and get, like, an extra cash bonus and shit. So you're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But
also, you were the closer.
Yeah, I was the closer.
And you'd still fucked up closing.
No, I was okay at it. I was good. I met the targets, but I didn't really.
How much would that pay? Like in a week, could you make over $1,000?
No, it was about $600 a week.
And then there's taxes.
God damn.
No, after taxes.
Oh. That must be fucking that sounds like a shitty job trying to sell on the phone, and you're only getting $600 before taxes.
And you don't even know who you're talking to because sometimes you're like, do you need a website for your business? What is website? What is no? No virus, no virus. Like it's you're
and
like, fuck.
A company that's selling you a website over the phone that you didn't contact them, they contacted you.
It's weird.
It's gonna be a shitty website. It must have been just a worse goddamn.
Well, actually, they were not bad.
But it's just like some shitty template.
Like Wix.com.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It was like a regular template, the same template.
They just changed the logo.
Yeah, stuff like that. But what was I gonna say? But they fired me from that because at some point. Now, they didn't tell me it was because of this, but I'm sure it was because...
Wait, you farted or something, no?
No, no, no. So I got a website at some point.
No, there was something like that happened there.
You farted on the phone. Excuse me, sir. Is that you? No.
And then you hear in the background, tabarnak!
No, no, what happened was I get a lead, right? And the guy had a company where he was responsible for transporting, and I'm not making this shit up, people's children from the Orlando airport to Disneyland.
Very specific.
Okay. Now, the thing is, I didn't know what he transported them with. And then I call and I go, the website, blah, 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 blah. He goes, no, I already have a website. And I'm not making this shit up, bro. I pull up this motherfucker's website. First of all, it's like a 1992 website. Okay. Old school.
This is state-of-the-art child van.
With like... But hold on. Hold on, bro. With like flashing lights and shit. And then there's pictures of him doing his job with a white van. Bro, I shit you not. And the man looked like a textbook pedophile. He had the super high-waisted fucking pants with a shirt tucked in and the big fucking glasses with a mustache.
Yeah.
Bro, I am not making this shit up. And then at some point...
It's because you only saw his website on the real web. On the dark web, his website was fucking slick, though.
Yeah. So I'm trying to sell this guy a website package. He's like, nah, I already have a website. You know, it's working fine for me at the moment. I'm like, no, but like this is old. This
Who's giving 90s. You their kids?
But hold on, bro. Hold on.
Did he ask you to keep hard drives for him?
No, no.
Did he ask you to keep it all in the DL?
And then he was like, seems suspicious. Nah, I don't want it. And then he hang.
He said that you
he
seem
said
suspicious.
That you were suspicious. This fucking pedophile child fucking transport.
And then, I would be like, well, hold on. I seem suspicious.
God damn. And then he hangs up on my face, and I get pissed off because I was like one away and shit.
Oh, I just remembered.
And then
this,
I go off, "Fuck you, you pedophile looking ass motherfucker."
Did like you say that on the phone? And he heard?
He didn't hear me, but it was very loud, and apparently other clients heard.
Oh,
so they took me into the office. And it was like, and the man was like,
"Look, all of our clients look like pedophiles,
but only half really are. And you may have offended the ones that aren't."
But the managers were cool. The manager was like, "Look, Poseidon, bro, like, you're good at this job, but you know, maybe it's not for you in the long term. So you know, maybe."
I like how like, look, you're good at this job, maybe it's not for you. Like, you really don't like pedophiles, and that's like a no-no around here.
Yeah. If pedophilia is gonna be a deal breaker, then you gotta go.
Yeah, clearly you didn't read your contract.
If it's either you or pedophilia, yeah, you're not gonna win this one.
But
imagine you lose your job because your boss prefers pedophilia to you.
Yeah, it's like, but why do you prefer the pedophile? They bring in big business.
But also, I could tell I wasn't liked very well because I didn't know what SJW was
until then.
Until around then, I was like, "Who are
these people?" You started yelling, "You fucking pedophile looking motherfucker!"
And then when people are like, "Don't yell that," what are you, an SJW?
Yeah, fucking SJW. Look at this fucking SJW.
And
quit calling me a pedophile, you fucking SJW. Look at this woke piece of shit. Fucking, I call him a pedophile, and Mr. Woke doesn't like it.
Yeah, so I got laid off from that. Then I did Uber again, and then the summer of 17 is when I got a phone call to get hired for the car rental company that I worked at.
Yeah. Okay,
the rest is history. That's fucking amazing. What I'm loving is who the fuck is giving that guy their kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bring your kids.
I don't know, but he had images of him transporting.
Like when you're, I don't have kids, but like, well, if you do have kids and your kids go, "I want to go to Disney World." You bring them to Disney World. You don't send your kid to Disney World.
Apparently.
But imagine the two, like imagine the dad finds it, but when he shows the mom, like no one's asking questions. Honey, come here. I know we're both working, right? Well, look at this. We could just send the kids down there by plane. And then this handsome gentleman with a great mustache in a van will pick them up for us and bring them to Disneyland.
Yeah.
What does it say there? He does in between bringing them. Oh, I don't read that stuff. Don't read the fine print. Just he is going to bring them eventually.
What's the website? It's a shadylou.com.
No, but you know, the more I think about it, the more I think it must have been a front. For something else.
That's a front?
That's the worst front I've ever heard.
Yeah. Just think about
your
it.
Friend is supposed to your not be suspicious.
Because imagine you're dealing drugs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Then you don't want to draw attention to yourself. Yeah. Looking like you're banging kids
is
not going to help.
If your store was called the Money Laundering Lamp Store.
Yeah, exactly. and it's only Italians work in the front. Yeah. Yo, I don't know about no lamps. It would be suspicious. You don't do that.
No, I know. But yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Can you Google? I want to find this guy.
But I
shadylou.com.
I wish I could remember the website because I'd bring it up.
No,
for
Mike.
You guys.
No. You on that computer? Don't look up your pedophile shit again.
Orlando Child Transport.
It's the guy in handcuffs.
Orlando Child.
To transport. Disneyland.
Fuck, it just brought me to the FBI website and it says, "We know where you are."
Oh, you know what I just remembered? My nephew, actually, years ago, he won a trip from here. I remember bringing him to the a private airstrip, you know, close to the airport.
Oh, I had won that too.
You really?
Yeah, I went to Disneyland with that also.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
Kid, yeah.
I go, "What's going on here?" And they go, "They're going to fly him down there and then fly him back the same day." I was like, what?
Yep.
Yeah, they fluke him down. Dude, I had to drive at 5 in the morning. I had to bring him to... In Saint Laurent, some fucking airstrip. I go, "This is not the airport." Like, "No, they have planes here." I go, "Hold on a second. There's a bunch of people bringing their kids here in the morning at a private airstrip, and they're flying them out from this location.
To another country.
This is all legal." My sister's like, "Yeah." I was like, "What the fuck?"
God damn, that's scary.
Yeah, he didn't know. But apparently it's like a real organized thing. Yeah. Like it's Air Canada's part of it and shit, but it's felt sketchy as fuck. It didn't feel sketchy like the mustache guy, but it felt, to me, it felt sketchy. But they were telling me, "You're just a pessimist." Nah.
I would never, like, and you're not supposed to blame parents of kids that get molested.
Oh, if he had gone molested, I would have blamed my sister.
But definitely, if he got molested.
100%. Because to me, it was suspect. Apparently, like he said, a lot of kids do it and it's normal. But I would be like, "I'm going to send my kid to another, are you fucked?"
Yeah.
To another country without me.
I'd rather all of my kids' friends think that my kid's dad is a fucking nosy piece of shit than having my kid go to another country.
And also, like, hey, can I come too? No parents allowed. Yeah. I'd be like, that's very Jackson-esque.
Yeah.
I don't like that Neverland Ranch shit.
Yeah.
Even though he may have been framed for a lot of it.
But he's definitely a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. He's
I'm not even sure that documentary was true, but he's got
to
be a pedophile.
I think the documentary had a lot of full of shit stuff, but he's too weird to not have done some weird shit.
He brought a fucking six-year-old as a date to the Grammys.
Yeah, that's hot. What?
That's how fucking fucked up, like, showbiz was.
Yeah, nobody cared. Kind of,
people were like, he's got talent. You know, he's eccentric. That's not eccentric. That's fucking batshit crazy.
I mean, sometimes he offers voluntarily to bring kids from the Orlando airport to Disney World. Yeah. He's just a good guy.
Yeah. He's just a very talented musician with a weird website.
Yeah. ShadyMike.com. And it's woo-hoo. Besides, you could stop searching. I mean, you're searching hard, but I don't think the guy put in his Google search what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he would optimize his SEO.
Face.
Yeah.
Can you look? The SEO listing. I wrote in pedophile face Montreal. I'm on the third page. Yeah. That's not acceptable.
Bump me up. What do we got to do here? What kind of metadata are you looking for?
I'm going to stop. No, but it was a very shady website, and it was a white van. I was like, shit, this is...
That's actually fucking hilarious that the guy has, I guess, such low self-awareness.
Yeah.
That he doesn't realize how suspicious that looks.
Yeah. And he looked like the textbook pedophile.
Yo, by the way, last week, after I did the show at the Theater St. Catherine, I went to the Bordel.
Okay.
To hang out. I saw Luke and everyone. It was so much fun being there. It was packed for the hockey game. That's when, I think that was when they won that night and they went to the finals, no? Yeah, that was the night.
The Jets. Yes, yes.
No, it wasn't the Jets.
Oh, no.
It was, who the fuck were they?
No, it was the Jets. No, no. Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas.
Nice.
Sorry.
It was fun. Jay Surratt was there and shit. I didn't realize that it opened up again. Like, it didn't seem real until I went there and I saw everyone again. Yeah. Fuck, man. I can't wait. Like, if everything to...
Yeah, I was there last night and I did a set right before coming here.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, every time it opened up before, it felt like, this is...
Like a skeleton.
Yeah, but now it just felt like it used to feel.
It felt fucking real to me, and it was it was great. I felt like
I can't wait, though. Like, and I wonder when they're going to open it up for real.
And the second room.
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about that, but I mean, like, real life. Like, the Canadians are trying to get the government to let them sell 10,000 tickets. That'd be amazing if they can do that.
But I mean, aren't the Lightning fully open?
Yeah, Lightning fully open. And at first I was saying, yeah, but it's because they're vaccinated and we're not. But now we're actually more vaccinated than America is. So we're 80% vaccinated one dose. I think 30% two dose. So they should just open everything up now. Like, we can definitely handle whatever numbers of COVID we're going to get.
I don't know if we can. I'll tell you why. Our hospitals have been fucked, bro. Like, last time remember when they had 16 or 20 people and they were losing their shit? Like, we really didn't take care of the doctors and the nurses. But
we only have like 70 people a day getting COVID now.
And they're not all intensive care.
Yeah, and none of them pretty much are intensive. Or maybe, like, now so there's maybe like 5 people in intensive care right now.
Yeah, but that's a lot because we don't have a good system.
Yeah, but imagine how fucking shitty our system is that we're like, okay, we're 8 million people, 5 people are
going to take us down.
Intensive care. And we're like, fuck, if it gets up to 8, we're fucked.
That's what was happening. That's why they panicked.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with our system?
Yeah, we spend it on nonsense. Doctors, teachers, nurses, they're at the end.
Yeah.
They don't get first dibs on anything.
Yeah. As long as
they must be so tired. Like, all of everyone that works in hospitals. They must be burnt out.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I got friends who work in hospitals now, and they tell me, like, I got one friend who she was in intensive care during the COVID wing this night, and she's like, yo, it's anarchy here every day. Like, I'm fucking going crazy.
Even now?
No. Okay. Like a month, 2 months ago. But then I have other friends in other hospitals, and they're like, yeah, I don't see it.
Okay. I guess it depends what neighborhood.
Yeah. And also how good and big the hospital is. And
yeah.
I know that for vaccinations, I have a friend who said that it's They go, what they're saying is like everyone's storming the gates to get vaccinated. She goes, it's bullshit. I'm the one vaccinating people. Sometimes we spend hours chilling. No one comes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got vaccinated. And the second time I went, there was a guy next to me in the lineup. And I didn't get why he got vaccinated because he was with his wife and he was like one of those guys that wears a mask, but it's down to here. So yeah. His mouth and nose were out. And he was telling his wife, he was like, you actually believe this bullshit? He was telling his wife how he didn't believe COVID was real.
And then he got vaccinated.
And how the vaccine wasn't real. And I was like, this motherfucker, why is he in the lineup? Like, he's like, what the fuck? Why is he getting fat? And I was like, this motherfucker is going to pull a gun out. Like,
that's. Oh, could you? Yeah.
Because I was like,
you're all fucking stooges.
Yeah. I was like, why would you fucking put up with that? And I guess he was just doing that to make his wife happy. But
yeah.
If you're that convinced that fucking COVID isn't real, don't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Life isn't that fucking complicated.
I'm convinced that COVID is real and I'm not getting vaccinated.
Yeah. But yeah, you're not in a lineup fucking crying to your wife going, I don't want to get vaccinated. You're a fucking man.
I'm grown man. Yeah, I'll make my own decision.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also on the other end where in Toronto, I don't know if you guys saw this.
Oh, you were telling me that Asian kid.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't be allowed in public because it's like you have a grenade strapped to your chest and it could blow up on someone. It's like, fuck, that's not how this works.
Yeah, crazy shit. Yeah. Or like the chick.
Oh, the chick who said you shouldn't be able to go to concerts?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to go if you're not vaccinated because I'm vaccinated. Well, if you're vaccinated, then you're safe.
Yeah, you shouldn't care.
Shouldn't give a shit, you weirdo. Yeah.
I don't understand this whole trying to force it onto people.
Yeah. Virtue signaling. Yeah. Everything's forced.
What can we do?
Who gives a shit at this point? Everybody's going to do what they want to do. I'm not going to force anybody. My job is to tell jokes and make people laugh. That's what I'm going to focus on. Yeah, everyone else going to fuck themselves if you want to laugh. By the way, if you want to laugh and you speak French, the boy, Mike Ward, the youthful Mike Ward now, who's looking younger every day, apparently it's from your diet.
I'm going to get my hair dyed because now I used to have a bit of gray and I like a little bit of gray, but now I have too much gray.
So you're going
to
dye it a bit?
I got to get it fucking jet black like Anthony Cumia.
But because you lost weight, you look younger than you did
a few months ago. I look like an old young man. I want to look like just, you know.
But if you dye it, aren't you going to have to keep dyeing it?
Yeah, I'll just go like whenever I get my hair cut.
Oh, yeah. That's
but I want to have gray here. I want to have gray here. And I don't like gray here for some reason.
I don't mind. Your hair looks cool to me, but.
Yeah.
Oh, like the wings in The Sopranos. What's the character's name? I forgot his
Holly.
Name. Holly. Yay.
Yeah. I don't want it to look fake, though.
Okay.
So okay. Yeah.
I just want to look like distinguished.
Like a distinguished gentleman does not own a white van.
Exactly.
But Mike Ward is back on tour. Mike Ward Noir in French.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be in your city soon. MikeWard.ca is the website. Go check out if there's tickets available. Likely, there aren't. All this stuff sells out really quickly. But also, head over to patreon.com/sousecoute. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. By far, by the way. Second place and first place aren't even close. So check that out. If you're on his Patreon, you get all the live shows. You get tickets to those events. You get the entire back catalog of episodes. It's a great place to be. Mike Ward, Sousecoute, patreon.com/sousecoute. You can find Poseidon online. He plays Twitch against children. He lost last weekend and he said some racial stuff, but I think that video is taken down, so that's fine. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69 is the place to go watch him get schooled by young high schoolers. ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. You get the intellectuals. You get all my podcasts first. And if you are in Montreal this summer, I'll be doing a lot of stuff in French. The French Cast is the official podcast of the festival.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We didn't talk about that. Yeah. That's amazing.
The official podcast. So I'm going to do like 15 episodes with them. I get to pick out my guests.
That's amazing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And they gave me 15 minutes outside in French.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun to do.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited.
Very cool. Very cool.
They're treating me nice. That's why I told you. The French have adopted me. French I'm having fun with them.
Fucking are showing some love and respect.
Love and respect.
Yeah. And we're going to have something probably to announce in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to announce some big news.
Respect from the English side.
Yeah, we're going to announce some big news about 2-drink minimum. So just know that on our end, we've been working hard for months.
We've been working like crazy.
And as you can see, you know, we got the new studio. So we've put in a lot of work. Mike has been working tirelessly. Poseidon's been working tirelessly. We've been trying a lot of new things. Some stuff works, some stuff doesn't. But right now, it looks like we're onto something. So hopefully we get to share something with you in the next couple of weeks. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.